This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
On News World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday, and I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to News World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday. But don't you worry, you're going to have a great weekend. You're going to put your phone down. Hopefully gas prices don't keep going up because that's not ideal. And you're going to have a great weekend. We will revisit things next week. Now, we have a bunch of stuff this hour. Someone has a parenting question, an interesting one. I do have to bring up this Steve Daines thing in Montana. I'll get to that first. All that, or are we really teaching Russia and China a lesson with all this Iran stuff? All that and so much more. Now, Steve Daines in Montana announces he's dropping out about 5 minutes before the filing deadline closes. Then they got to handpick a successor because of this, because there's no time. And someone asked a question about it. What a bunch of scumbags on both sides. It is such a dirty business, isn't it? And I hate that. When Republicans do it, when Democrats do it, I hate not letting people decide. And I'll tell you, in a way, and this is obviously in the future, but in a way, I'm a little hesitant about the GOP in 2028 and the coronation of J.D. Vance. And I say this, as you well know, as someone, I like J.D. Vance a lot. I am as impressed by J.D. Vance as a politician, I think, probably as I have ever been with a Republican politician. That is how impressive I think J.D. Vance is. Genuine, solid, humble guy, has the right idea about so many things. I am as close to being a fan as possible. I like J.D. Vance. If you ask me right now, I'll probably vote for him myself to be the nominee. I squirm in my chair a little bit at how many people have already made him the nominee, though, because it feels like a coronation instead of letting the people choose. The people should always be the ones who have the choice. Oh, and speaking of Steve Daines, he has this doozy on camera.
The flood of Mexican meth, Mexican heroin, Mexican fentanyl. 20 years ago in Montana, meth was homemade. It was homegrown, and it had purity levels less than 30%. Today, the meth that is getting into Montana is Mexican cartel.
We need to get back to making our own meth again. What, Chris? Quit making me laugh. These are American jobs, right? American jobs for American workers. I don't want Mexican meth. Ugh. I want American meth. We got to get more American meth here. Where did these jobs go? Dear Jesse, my wife and I are planning on having children, and we're already having arguments about the right way to parent. We live close to my parents, and I see that as a blessing. My wife, however, is concerned they will butt in when we parent and undercut us and go against our wishes, so on and so forth. My wife and I also argue that when our children, that we don't even have yet, reach high school, they should be allowed a large amount of freedom, and I counter with how I'm not comfortable with having a child that drinks and doesn't even try to hide it. My question is, are all these arguments even worth having yet? Shouldn't we be concentrating on just having children? He asks that I not use his name. And James, I would never use your name. I'm kidding. His name is not James. I won't use your name, of course. All right. First of all, let's address this large amount of freedom thing by the time they get to high school. I'm not some parenting expert. I've only parented two children, right? James and Luke. Those are our sons. They're both now in high school. In my experience, and there are others with more experience than me, but in my experience, if you put in the work parenting your child when they're young, you will marvel at how little you have to parent by the time they get into high school. I try not to give them too many compliments, but my sons impress me so much now, and I sit back and I've screwed up so much in my life, but I'm freaking proud, to be honest, selfishly proud of them. Even things like their posture. They used to, you know, as tall, long boys, they tend to hunch over a little bit. And I used to dog on them all the time. Stand up straight, stand up straight. I was looking at them in church on Sunday, sitting there straight, shoulders back. And I'm thinking to myself, how about that? They say please and thank you. They hold doors open for people. They're hard workers, really hard workers. Like, they're diligent workers about things. I'm impressed by them, extremely impressed by them. But that work came before high school, over and over and over, about manners and hard work and things like that, before high school. By the time they get to high school, I mean, look, I'll tell you this. We let James have a beer. Now, he's 17, but we were in Europe, and we were in some cafe. We were stuck. Our planes got screwed up, whatever. We're in some cafe eating cheese and bread and meat, and he said, can I have a beer? And we said, sure. If he asked for a beer now, I'd let him if he's home, right? He's home. You're welcome to have some, right? I would let him, but he's not interested. Luke's not interested. They're not interested in that. I told you, I've had two cigars, to their knowledge, in my lifetime, and they are still lecturing me about it to this day, acting like I'm Pablo Escobar because I had two cigars. Parent them young. Teach them manners. Teach them the things you want young, and you won't have to stress as much about them in high school. Now, to your other question about your parents. I wished I lived closer to more extended family. My mom lives down here now, and I love that so much, but I wish I lived closer to more extended family. My sister doesn't live here. My sister lives in Montana. I wish she was here. I love my sister. The friends I have, like my buddy Luis, I told you, he's Mexican. So he's got family all over the freaking place. His wife's Mexican. I mean, you know how Mexicans are. They reproduce like rabbits. And so what, Chris? What? You can say that. Anyway, so he's always got family around. Now, granted, there are obvious drawbacks to it. There's always a new family obligation because everyone's got a birthday or something like that. There's always something there. But in general, you really want your family around you. And I did not grow up like that. We had all our family in Ohio, and we moved to Montana when we were 10 years old, and we were the only Kellys out there. There was no more family. So that's not how I grew up, but I long for it. So much of my family, as I said, is still in Ohio, and they still all get together. They're still all getting together to come to a sports game, to a family reunion, to a something like that. It's a good thing to have your parents close. A very good thing. Now, there are some drawbacks when, for instance, I bring my mom down here after my dad passed. We can look after her. And she stocks her house full of all the foods that Ob won't put in our house for the kids. And Luke, for instance, is a very finicky eater. Well, Ob wants him to eat healthy, right? So it's going to be chicken and vegetables and stuff like that. he'll just stop by to, quote, see grandma and just get some Kraft Mac before he comes home. And he tells Ob, well, sorry, I already ate at grandma's house. And then she's just sitting there stewing because my mom never says no. Oh, you want a pizza? We can get you a pizza. Whatever you'd like. Chocolate milk. We never have chocolate milk in the house. Sure. She keeps it by the gallon. speaking of Ob, well, there's something she's upset about. You remember the wife beater story, right? Just a quick recap for you that I've started to wear wife beaters, those tank top, the white tank tops underneath my dress shirts when I have to dress up for something. It's just more comfortable. The dress shirt can get a little chafing. I started to wear wife beaters. And we went to her anniversary thing in Tucson, Arizona for the gymnastics team, whatever. And I told you that I thought everyone in the team was out at dinner. And I went downstairs in the hotel to get the pizza I had delivered. And I was in jeans and a wife beater. And like the whole team was there and saw me. And of course, they went and repeated it to Ob, who came back. And the first thing she said was, did you seriously go out in public in just a wife beater? So that's the background in case you missed it before. And I had to tell you that part because I've already got one wife beater screw up. Ob was already making some pretty serious threats after the last time. Threats like, I'm throwing all these out. She was already making serious threats. Well, I meant to tell you this in the first hour. Something happened this morning. And she is so upset. I will explain in just a moment. Before I do that, let me explain this. Now, we have people dying and more. Six people dead already. It's terrible. But it does remind us that these military families who give someone up, someone who gives up their life for the country, they leave families behind, and those families need care and prayer. Someone has to come alongside these families. That's what Tunnel to Towers has been doing for a very, very, very long time. Since 9/11, Tunnel to Towers has been paying off mortgages for these Gold Star families, fallen first responders. Their homeless veteran program is incredible. They're trying to get all the veterans off the street. And all they've ever asked from us is $11 a month. Give 11 bucks a month to Tunnel to Towers. T2T.org. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, there was an incident this morning that is not creating a very happy environment in the Kelly household. I already told you about the past wife beater incident. So when it comes to the wife beaters, I already have one mark against me in Ob's eyes, which I think is unfair, but she's holding it against me. Now this morning, remember when I told you Luke, my youngest, he had his wisdom teeth cut out this morning. He had oral surgery and they were impacted. That was this morning and it was early. Ob got up with Luke and they took off before I was awake, right? So now you know that. Now here's another thing. I got an air conditioning leak. It's a long story. It's very frustrating. But I got an air conditioning leak, and I have to fix part of my ceiling. It's way too high. It's way beyond my expertise to fix it. I have to fix part of my ceiling. So we know this guy, this contractor, he's one of the guys who really does these things well. We had reached out to him, and he said he was going to come over and take a look at it this morning. Okay? This morning. He shows up with his wife lots of times when he shows up, okay? Ob had told me last night that he was coming. She did tell me in her defense that he was coming. Okay. So I did have it in my mind somewhere that he was coming. I hear, by the way, we left the door. He had a key. We gave him a key so he could just let himself in and handle it in case I was out back or something like that. Anyway, he had a key. So I hear Fred, our dog, start barking loudly, and I hear the door open and close, the front door. I assumed it was Hob. Okay. I call out to her a couple times. No response. Well, now I'm more than curious. Now I've got to go figure out what's happening, or maybe she didn't hear me. I am sleeping in my boxers and my wife beater. I thought it was my wife. I come barging out of the room in my underwear and my wife beater, and there they are, staring at me from 15 feet away, is the contractor and his wife who they brought along. What, Chris? What? Chris thinks it's more of a pajama issue. But Chris, I would agree with you. However, let's understand that nothing happens in a vacuum. I already have a wife beater mark against me in Ob's eyes. Now, the contractor, and more specifically his wife, saw me in a wife beater and my underwear this morning. Ob is so upset that I actually got this. I'll read it verbatim. Also, your wife beaters are going in the trash. Clearly, you are not mature enough to properly wear them. What, Chris? What? She's probably throwing them away right now. What? What? Thank you. That's what I said too. Pajama wife beater is not the same thing as day-to-day wife beater. This is a totally different class of wife beater. I deserve one more shot. At least one more shot. What, Chris? One more shot. Do I not deserve another shot? That's two strikes. Baseball season is upon us. You don't strike out after two strikes. If there's a third strike, which there won't be, I'm pretty confident. If there is a third strike, then I'll give up the wife beaters. Two strikes? Come on. I thought it was her. What? How is this my fault? And she's saying, I told you last night. I know, but it was early. I was waking up, so my brain wasn't fully on yet. Lucky I didn't have my gun. That would have gone over well. Gosh. Jesse, my question is, do you think this war with Iran will show the rest of the world that we can still kick some butt? China, Russia, North Korea, so on and so forth. A show of force is better than just doing drills. Oh, yeah. And there are military details to this, which should be discussed, and we can talk about them right now really quickly. It's not just that they're watching us blow Iran to smithereens. Iran had Chinese stuff, Russian stuff. Iran supposedly had these air defenses that were going to make life difficult for us to penetrate. I was told that over and over and over again. They haven't laid a glove on any of our planes. Not one. The one that went down, the Kuwaitis shot it down by accident. They haven't laid a glove on our planes. We have completely destroyed, eradicated their air defenses, and now we own the skies over them, and we're blowing them to smithereens, and there's nothing they can do about it. Now, what kind of a message do you think that sends to China, that Chinese air defenses didn't even slow America down? Didn't slow us down at all. We just pummeled them into the ground. Look, this is Iran's Minister of Foreign Affairs. You hear this guy when he said this?
Are your allies Russia and China helping you?
Well, they are supporting us politically and otherwise.
Politically and otherwise? No, they're not. No, they're not. They gave you equipment and then gave you a, hey, best of luck, rooting for you. Ooh, uncomfortable. All right. Joe Biden said something today. I just love it so much. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
This is Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and a proud American citizen. I'm celebrating America's 250th birthday on my podcast, Newt's World, with 15 special episodes. And I've got some great guests. Walter Isaacson, Jonathan Turley, Brett Baer.
I will be working because it's a big, big day. I'll be in Washington and have all kinds of coverage through the day of America 250.
Rachel Campos Duffy.
There's nothing like American music. We're the home of rock and roll. We're the home of rap. We're the home of pop music.
Eric Metaxas. Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
The story of the national anthem and the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Join me and let's celebrate America's 250. Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm so excited right now. Look, we're going to get back to the questions in a minute, but...
You know what my favorite thing in politics is. Everyone knows by now. My favorite thing in politics is Democrats pandering to black people. It is so shameless. It's always so racist, just nakedly racist, talking about them like they're dumb or just all they know is basketball. Remember when Gavin Newsom was trying to relate? I was shooting b-ball and hustling, man. It's always shameless. It's always racist. And let's be honest, shameless things are hilarious and racist things are hilarious. They always have been. Everyone knows it. We don't have to cover it up. Democrats pandering to black people leaves me in stitches. If it's Hillary's hot sauce in her purse or Gavin Newsom talking about mac and cheese and b-ball, or look, that we could go down the list. Pete Buttigieg with the all-time greatest one, I don't know that it will ever be topped, drinking a 40 out of a brown paper bag trying to increase the percentage of the black vote. It just doesn't get more funny than that. I'm a terrible person and I find it to be funny. Now, Jesse Jackson died recently. Today was the ceremony, the funeral, if you will. And Democrats came out in mass to give speeches at the funeral. Lots of it like Obama's and stuff like that. I don't care. But somebody got on the phone and contacted old Papa Joe, Joe Biden, and whoever made that phone call, thank you. Thank you. We owe you. Joe Biden, you knew he was going to do it. Got up today to speak at Jesse Jackson's funeral. Chris says there's another cut that I haven't heard yet, so we'll get to that in a moment. But all I know is I have listened to this 10 times today, and it just kills me, man.
By the way, you know, the continent of Africa is going to be the largest continent in the world in terms of population by the year 2050. The largest in the entire world. Watch, man. Watch.
does Joe Biden know that the black people in the room, they aren't from Africa? Do you think he knows that, Chris? Do you think he knows that the black people in the room are Americans? And he tell you, it's obvious, he's saying it to them. You Africans know what I'm talking about, right? This is an applause.
By the way, you know, the continent of Africa is going to be the largest continent in the world in terms of population by the year 2050. The largest in the entire world. Watch, man. Watch.
That's so great. All right, I don't think I've heard this one that Chris supposedly has. Chris, I'm all ears. Fire away.
If I told you all earlier, when I was a kid, I had a cleft palate or a club foot, none of you would have laughed. But it's okay to laugh at stuttering. I'm not being critical of you, but think about it. It's the one place where people think you're stupid. Oh, really? I'm a hell of a lot smarter than most of you.
I'm smarter than you, dummies. Anyway, that's the bad news. The good news is you Africans are killing it.
By the way, you know, the continent of Africa is going to be the largest continent in the world in terms of population by the year 2050. The largest in the entire world. Watch, man.
It's so good.
Watch.
It's so good. Oh, I love it so much. And it works. It works. It's amazing. Dr. Soft Serve, I understand protesting is a wonderful part of the freedom of speech. However, is it legal for these organizations to fund protesting? Sounds like paid insurrectionists to me. Okay, so sometimes yes, sometimes no. The reason the communist network in the United States of America, much of it funded by China, by the way, but the communist network in the United States of America, it can be dismantled somewhat. And part of the way we can do that is this. There are, and I won't bore you with all the details, nor am I a world's expert on it. I just know a bit about a bit. I've told you before that after I lost running for Congress, I moved back to D.C. and I worked for a nonprofit for a year, a nonprofit, right? There are different tax qualification classifications for different kinds of organizations, and I'm not going to bore you with the details. There's a 501c3, there's a 501c4, there's a none of that stuff matters. Here's what does matter for our purposes. If you are, for instance, a nonprofit, something that's tax exempt nonprofit, something like that, you are not allowed to be political while being a nonprofit. You have to reclassify your entire organization. By the law, that's how that's supposed to go. You are not allowed to be political when you are a nonprofit. So it's a big charity, everyone would know. The Red Cross is a big one. I'm not a fan, but the Red Cross. The Red Cross cannot come out and say, vote Republican this November. They cannot do it. They would lose their status. It's not allowed. It also, when you are a nonprofit, it allows you to be shielded from certain things in the government. They can't look into certain things. They don't get to know certain things. That's why communists love to create nonprofits, because it allows them to stay more secret. Hey, I don't have to tell you who my donors are. I don't have to disclose anything to you. I'm a nonprofit. Communists love that they can hide behind nonprofits, but then they use the nonprofits for obviously political ends, and that is part of our legal route to dismantling this communist network in the country. I'll tell you this. This is a story. My buddy Jerry Dunleavy is the one who did the investigative reporting on this, so I want to make sure he gets the credit. He writes for Just the News. He does really sharp stuff. He was talking to me about, so after we started bombing Iran, and it was the next day, there were protests against that across the United States of America. The next day. It was wild how fast they popped up. Protest here, protest there. And they all had signs No, we're not talking about something you sit down with a magic marker and write either. They all had signs. Did you know this? Roy Singham. You ever heard that name? Roy Singham. It's a name for you to put in the back of your head. Roy Singham is a communist who hates the United States of America. He's an open communist, by the way. He admits it. He lives in Shanghai. He lives in China. He's a billionaire. He funds a network of communist organizations in the United States of America that are, in essence, quick reaction forces whenever the communist wants protesters in the street. As I've explained to you 1,000 times, all the communist street activity you've ever seen in your life is it's paid, it's organized, it's professional, it's not organic at all. They want you to think it's organic, but it is not. Roy Singham and his network of communists, they were the ones who funded and carried out the anti-Iran protests that popped up the next day. It wasn't organic if you turned on the news and you saw people saying, no, 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 bombing, all that other stuff. It was someone got on the phone and said, this is an opportunity. Here, we have your signs already printed. I'm sure they have a professional printer in their employ, probably many of them. Here's the signs. Here's the shirts. Here's the language you use. Go out and protest and make a nuisance of yourself in the streets. It's all funded. That was funded by China. Do you know that? Money came from China. China does that because creating division inside of a country weakens a country. That is as old a technique as time itself. Find a way to worm your way into a society and break it up and divide it. It'll make it more easy to conquer it. How about that? How about ZipRecruiter? ZipRecruiter is even more impressive than that. ZipRecruiter has their own network, only it's not dirty commies. ZipRecruiter has powerful matching technology combined with all the best employees in the country, meaning they can match you with the next employee you need immediately. 4 out of 5 employers find somebody quality the first day. When I say immediately, I mean immediately. You are not a hiring manager. You don't have time to be HR 24 hours a day. You have a business to run. Let ZipRecruiter find you the right one. Whatever you're looking for. Maybe you're looking for a seasoned professional trying to get to the next level. Maybe you need a temp employee. Hey, I need someone for the summer. Whatever you're looking for, ZipRecruiter is here for you, and you can try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse is where you go to try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
By the way, you know, the continent of Africa is going to be the largest continent in the world in terms of population by the year 2050, the largest in the entire world. Watch, man. Watch.
You Africans know what I'm talking about, huh? You got to be excited about that place you're all from. Joe Biden. Gosh, that's so funny. And like Chris pointed out during the break, we were, of course, laughing about that clip. I can't believe I waited to the end of the show to start playing it. Chris and me were laughing about the clip during the break, and he pointed out that the problem is Joe Biden, his mind is obviously deteriorated to the point that he can't cover up the racist thoughts he has. Remember that time he came out? How exactly did he put it? That poor kids deserve just the same opportunity as white kids or something like that. I may have screwed that up, but it's something along those lines. He has these racist thoughts. He's probably a very racist person, to be honest with you. That's probably how he looks at the world. I'm sure he grew up really racist. Parents are probably really racist. But, you have it, Chris? Oh, play it.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
It reminds me of Kathy Hochul telling that black kids in the Bronx don't know what a computer is. Anyway, Joe Biden spent a career in politics, but his mind was functional enough to censor some of that stuff out. But now that part of his brain is gone, and he'll just get up in front of a whole room full of black people and tell them they're from Africa.
By the way, you know, the continent of Africa is going to be the largest continent in the world in terms of population by the year 2050, the largest in the entire world. Watch, man. Watch.
I'm rooting for you, Africans. I want you to know that. Dear menu whisperer, every time the wife and I go out to eat, she wants to split the dishes. It drives me crazy. I'm probably as good, if not better than you, at finding the best item on a menu, and my wife picks something gross and has instant regrets when it gets to the table. Have you had similar experiences with your wife? How do I get her to either order better or stay away from my dish? Please don't say my name in case she's listening. Buddy. They all do this, okay? They all do this. And my wife will do it too. We'll go out to eat. And of course, she's like, can I have the salmon salad or something disgusting like that? And I order the cheesesteak with onion rings or something. And not all the time, it's not every meal, but occasionally she'd be like, oh, that looks good. Can I have a bite? And of course, I'm going to say no, or I'm going to say yes, because she's my wife. And she'll take one bite and she'll be like, oh, that's good. Are you done with this? She's never going to stop, and there's nothing you can do about it. What she wants is to eat something delicious without the guilt she feels about eating something delicious. So if she eats your delicious food, then she doesn't have that weighing on her conscience. She didn't order it. He ordered it. I had a little, and she'll, of course, lie to herself and everyone else about how much she had. I had a bite. You ate half the cheesesteak. But it's a way to ease her guilty conscience. She's never going to stop. What, Chris? How do I get around it? I have a weird sickness. Ob calls me a food bully, and now the boys call me a food bully, too. You know how much I love food? But I don't love it selfishly. When I have something delicious, I want other people to eat it. I want other, and it's an ego thing. I'm sure it's a total ego thing. I not only want you to eat it, I want you to tell me how delicious it is because it reinforces my thinking that I'm the greatest orderer of food in the world. If she takes the whole thing and eats the whole thing, I'll just order another one or something like that. I want to see her do it. And so no matter what it is, I got these new protein bars for the boys. And I'll make them try it. I don't want it. Dad, I don't want it. No, you got to try it. And Ob will come out. Quit making the kids try all your food and stuff like that. I'm a food bully, but it's out of the goodness of my heart, Chris. What? Don't make that face. It is out of the goodness of my heart. And by the way, you should be nicer to me. My heart's still broken.
Maybe because these people, they are crazy. Because they always talk about how Christian they is.
Listen, I'm a gun-toting Texan, right?
I've always been someone who has been intellectual. I was top 10% of my class.
And that is specifically why I said A. Jeffrey Epstein. Unlike Republicans, I at least don't go out and just tell lies.
But as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols.
That's all ICE is supposed to do. Look at them as a fancy Uber driver.
We done picking cotton.
It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally.
As we know, the Republican Party is run by Russians at this point in time.
But you have this woman, Crockett. She's a very low IQ person.
I watched her speak the other day. She's definitely a low IQ person.
I miss her. I know she's not officially gone yet, Chris, but you understand we're not going to have any more of this?
People be texting.
There won't be any more of this now that she's gone. I miss her. Oh, well, at least I have my chalk. I'm not going to cry because I have my chalk. My T levels are so high that I don't even know if I have tear ducts anymore. I take a male vitality stack from chalk every single day with my cheesesteak. No, I'm kidding. I usually have it with my breakfast. They have female vitality stacks as well. Well, what's that going to do for you? Why even bother with it? I don't know. Would you like to have great energy all the time instead of feeling sluggish and tired all the time, ready to take a nap all the time? What if when you got home from work, you felt like leaving the house and doing stuff? I mean, I don't want to be around other people, but I want to leave and go do stuff. You want to feel like that? Speaking of low IQ, is your mind getting a little foggy? Happens as you get older. Totally understandable. What if that fog could be lifted? I get these emails about how the mental clarity you get. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk will change your life. Go get a subscription and enjoy them. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
I totally agree that Iran could never have a nuclear weapon under any circumstances, but let me throw this out. When I look at Europe willingly handing over their culture to radical Islamists, I can see them infiltrating and eventually taking over the governments of France and England who have nukes of their own. Did you hear Marco Rubio when he came out and said we're not sharing any more intelligence with the British over this whole Iran thing? Because, and he flat out said, they can no longer be trusted. Do you think that's a coincidence that the UK has slowly been taken over by Islamists, and now when we're at war with an Islamic country, we can no longer share intelligence with them? This is how it goes. And you, by the way, your concerns are completely founded. We are going to have an Islamic country, more than just Pakistan, with a nuclear weapon, because they all are taking over Europe. Probably not ideal. Anyway, sleep tight. I'll see you next week. That's all.
On Newt's World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. And I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.